Murder Auction. In the gloomy depths of the internet lies Murder Auction, a macabre marketplace where true crime enthusiasts bid on items associated with infamous killers. Launched in the early 2000s, this polarizing site traffics in everything from letters penned by serial murderers to personal effects of their victims. The existence of Murder Auction raises ethical questions about the commodification of tragedy. Critics argue it glorifies violent criminals and re-traumatizes victims' families. Defenders claim it serves a legitimate historical interest. In 2019, the site faced legal challenges when it attempted to auction personal items belonging to a recently executed inmate, David Earl Miller, who was convicted for the brutal 1981 murder of 23-year-old Lee Sandifer. Murder Auction's presence raises uncomfortable questions about society's obsession with crime and the ethics of profiting from tragedy. Best Gore. For over a decade, Best Gore stood as a grim digital monument to human immorality. This shock site, founded in 2008, specialized in hosting graphic content ranging from fatal accidents to violent crimes, attracting millions of morbidly curious visitors. The year 2012 marked the apex of Best Gore's dark fame, when it released the horrifying video of Jun Lin's murder, leading to serious legal issues for its creator, Mark Marak. This incident sparked debates about the limits of free speech and the responsibility of website operators. Despite facing numerous shutdown attempts, Best Gore persisted until 2020, when Marak voluntarily closed the site. Its demise left a void in the shock site ecosystem, prompting discussions about the psychological impact of prolonged exposure to violent imagery. Silk Road.